Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Conversation about Tuesday, because today's Tuesday, right? That would make it very apropos. So it is January, what is today? The 16th, right, Jay?
The 16th. How are we already here in January?
Unga bunga. Halfway through the month of January, you're listening to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kersner. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas, where it's cold and snowy. And I'm in Boston, where it's cold and snowy. And Jay is in Cleveland, where it's cold and snowy. So, what would be the best place? What would have the most appeal if you're planning to have a trip to a winter wonderland? You could make a lot of choices right now, although I don't think in Dallas, they don't ski. You don't have hills and mountains and stuff in Dallas, right?
No, nowhere near.
Nobody goes skiing. Yeah. If people want to ski in Dallas, where do they go? Directly north? Do they go into the northern area? Well, there's nothing, again, in Texas, pretty flat.
Yeah.
But if you're a skier, does anybody talk about skiing there?
Me and my family typically go to Colorado.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Probably closest to go to the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of, yeah, the mountain areas in New York and Pennsylvania, here in New England, New Hampshire, and Maine, Vermont, great places. Some places in Massachusetts here. Lenox, Massachusetts, a great place to go. It's wonderful, even though it's cold. There are things to do there. And if you don't want to do anything, you just look at the snow-dusted scenery, which is kind of appropriate.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful as long as it's not too cold. You know, yesterday where the caucuses were held in Iowa, it was just too damn cold. Just cold, cold, cold. The wind whipping around. I think some people were saying in some places, I saw a couple of reports, maybe we get corrected because it's easy to reach us on our social media at Good Day Network. Some of the folks listening in Iowa, was it 38 below with the wind chill factor? Did I see that someplace? How do you get results? I guess it doesn't make any difference because, anyway, Trump seems to have a firm grip on the Republican Party, at least in Iowa he does. So see on to the next. I'm not going to go into a whole lot of things, unless you think we should, Jay, go into a whole lot of hoo-la about the caucuses in Iowa. It's what's the bottom line is that Trump won, and Nikki Haley seems to have some strength. She's on every television station, every radio station here in Boston, because most of the signals are important signals in New Hampshire. So they're spending a lot of money trying to convince people that Trump's too old, Biden's too old. You want new, young, conservative leadership, you vote for her in the primary, which is January 23rd. Yeah, January 23rd.
Well, but yeah, I mean, like, Trump basically won in a landslide. Like, DeSantis came in second, but it was a distant second.
He's out. He's gone. He's finished. He's it's a waste of time. He is. He's always been a waste of time as far as I'm concerned. But at any rate, Trump is not a waste of time by any stretch of the imagination. As a matter of fact, he's a time sucker, if you will. He sucks all the energy, the time, the air out of the room, and therefore gets. I was thinking about him and how smart he is in terms of how he has commanded. The news media is so foolish, they fall for his sucker punches all the time, right? Whenever he gets up in the courtroom and starts lambasting the judge, or wherever he goes to do his shtick, they're all there. Oh, look at Trump, those outrageous things he's saying. He's saying them because you dummies, you print all that stuff, and you attack him, and people, it's not really as much as he's an attacker. It's not the American way. It isn't the America that I grew up in that I like. It's just, I don't know, there's too much of this stuff. At any rate, it is.
Well, Nick dropped out yesterday.
Good. Good luck to him. See you later. He's a waste of time, too. And DeSantis would be dropping out. What? Well, what was the comparative number between Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis?
Do you have one delegate difference. Yeah, Ron DeSantis had 8 delegates and Nikki Haley had 7.
Right. Okay. So that takes care of that. The other popularity poll, the Emmys last night, about the worst award show I've seen in a long, long, long time. I happen to like Anthony Anderson. I think he's a good actor. I think he's very talented. I love his relationship with his mother. But when you hear "Welcome to the Chocolate Emmys," it's pretty much a turnoff for many people. But that's kind of how it turned out. I think if you went through the list of winners to find some, and this is so politically incorrect, and I'm not going to apologize because I think that it's politically incorrect to do all this stuff the way they do. Just keep finding people who, in my estimation, don't have that much talent. I don't know the first thing about Beef. Do you, Jay? What was that show?
I haven't had a chance to see it, but that's on my to-watch list. I think that Ali Wong is one of the funniest comedians out there, and she's a great actor. I've always loved everything that she's in. But that is, it's a miniseries where two people just get in a road rage accident, and I think that's kind of the theme that follows the rest of that series.
What? Say that again? What happens?
There's like what some is? Road rage incident, and then they have beef with each other.
Oh, so every show is a different road rage incident?
No. That's what kicks off. Yeah, I think that's what kicks off their beef with each other. There's some kind of road rage incident. And then they keep crossing paths and they just continue their beef with each other.
Huh.
It's on my to watch list.
Yeah, not mine.
And so is The Bear. The Bear had a lot of wins.
What's that
too.
About? I'm missing.
That's another one on my watch list that I haven't seen yet. It's Jeremy Allen White, who was in Shameless. He's a great actor. He is, I believe, a private chef or something like, or he's some kind of well-known chef, and then he goes and starts working with like his family restaurant or a hometown restaurant. I don't know enough about the show. I just know that I want to watch it.
Well, it's interesting to see some of the shows like Succession, the shows that I came late to did okay. Sarah Snook was in another outfit, this big red dress, and Hannah Waddingham was in a dress. Man, I'll tell you, does it sound sexist? I don't know that I need to worry about sounding sexist. There's just something about her that I find extraordinarily intriguing, and the dress highlighted some of those things last night. She's good. I think she's coming to celebrity status mostly because of Ted Lasso. There were some people in the audience that you watched last night that were kind of the same people that you've seen in all these award shows so far. And that's cool. It's nice to see them all together and interacting and stuff. I kind of like the table approach where people are sitting around a table rather than sitting in a theater. You know what I mean? Because in the theater, you don't really get, you can't have a relationship conversation sitting in the theater. But you can if you're sitting around in a more warmly set table, a restaurant, sort of dining.
Yeah. Golden Globes does that, too. And I think the SAG Awards also do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the next award show? Is the SAG Award show the next one? This is the SAGs, the Oscars, and People's Choice.
SAG Awards are, I want to say, February 25th or 27th, something like that.
Really?
And I
all the way down there.
When the Oscars are.
Hmm. Yeah, I think they're. They're all earlier now than they were. So, good. So that takes care of some of the...
Yeah, Academy Awards are March 10th, and the SAG Awards are February 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Is there one other one? We got the Grammys. That will come up fairly soon, I think, too, right? The Music Awards. Anyway, so a lot of stuff that people
February 4th.
Talk about. So many choices of things to do and see and occupy your time with. But can you do something that is occupying of your time and still get you moving, keeps you exercising, keeps your body healthy? Because we become couch potatoes, right? In a sense, you become couch potatoes and you sort of sit around, especially when it's cold outside. Who wants to go outside? So there's still lots of ways you can do movement. I tell you, there's a lot of great websites. I found some of them that will do a lot for your body. And when you do things for your body, you do things for your mind. It's just that simple. Well, the blood moving around well in your system, very cool. So that's that. I think the winter doldrums will set in upon us well and fast, because the weather doesn't look like it's going to improve much over the next month or so. A little bit of this in and out. A lot of flooding in places where they've had a lot of rain or snow. And it's just something that you kind of got to deal with. But it becomes local headlines, power's out, a lot. And so we're here to offer some sideways overview into things that you can do to make your life better. And that's why we don't spend a lot of time talking about the Republicans and the Democrats. I am going to stick with this for just a second, because there's one thing that's something that I find with all of these candidates, the faking of outrage. Have you noticed that? With these, whether they're Republicans or whether they're Democrats or whether they're running for something or whether they're just like on the floor of the House or the Senate, the phony, baloney, fake outrage. Can we leave that at the door so that, you know, it's the perspective, the panic, the politics, it's predictable and boring. Come up with something.
You think it's fake outrage that they're not actually doing that?
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, it's a bunch of baloney. Okay, now, and I sometimes use that facility myself when I'm trying to make a point, but the points have all been made. All right, the new points, the guys that are running are old. Okay, I'm better, I'm younger, I can be a better conservative. I can out-conservative your conservative by 2. How's that? Or I can out-liberalize your liberalism by 3. I'm 3 times better than you are. As far as being a liberal is concerned, and here's what proves it. Okay. And I would like to, you know what I'm saying? Just leaving it at home. Progressive Insurance. It's good insurance for your motorcycles, boats, RVs. Want protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save. 800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the January winter sale, January 12th through the 22nd, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
Do this. 23 after. This is a good day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. And in the rolling world of celebrity and gossip and social media, Rebecca Roman and her ex-husband John Stamos seem to be getting a lot of attraction, a lot of attention, and I guess attraction too, Jay. Right? He has written a book. He's written his memoir. And apparently, he wasn't very complimentary toward his ex-wife. And
The marriage as a whole. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, let's find out what it is she and her attitude toward her ex-husband and his book right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-ZELJANZ.
Well, what appears to be going on here, Jay, is that we have a failure to communicate, it would seem. So Stamos writes a book, and he's out trying to sell books, and she says, I'm not going to help you sell these books.
Not only that, but in interviews she's being asked about it, and she had said that she was very surprised by what was said in the book, and she was initially shocked, but also blindsided, and she's like, and that's all I'm going to say about it because I don't want to give my opinion on anything and help him sell any of that stuff. And so he was sharing his, everybody has their own perception and their own truth, and he was sharing his truth on their marriage, that he felt emasculated in their marriage, especially when her career, when Rebecca Romijn's career started really taking off and John Stamos has hit a lull, he also accused her of infidelity, and he went on to say that the first marriage was so shattering to him that most people, maybe they take a year to get over. He took years and years, and back then, in his mind, she was the devil. She was the problem. He hated her.
Wow.
How much he hated her actually ruined his life. But then when he went into AA, one of the steps, the fourth step is you lay out your grievances, and he was talking about her with the sponsor, and she did this, she did that, blah, blah, all of that stuff. And the sponsor's like, and what part did you play in the demise of your marriage? And at the time, he was like, none. But then after reflecting more, he realizes, oh, my perception was wrong. She was not the devil. I played a big part in the end of my marriage, too. And
so he
kind of circled back
up
around.
Then.
But yeah, but they're both happily married to other people. And
mm-hmm. How long were they married?
Good. They were married from 1998 to 2005.
Oh, all right. And why does he think people would be interested in his life being married to her? Why? What is there in a book?
Well, that's just one of the chapters. That's not what the whole book is about.
Oh. What's the
memoir
book about?
It's his memoir. It's called If You Would Have Told Me, and it's basically just about his life and his celebrity and being on Full House and different things he's experienced. It's like, you know, all celebrities get
would
to a certain point.
Would you read it?
And they start doing memoirs. No, I like fiction.
How many of these books?
I'm not a memoir person.
Yeah. I'm reading
a
memoir.
It's just not my cup of tea, but I'm sure it's a really great read.
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends. Everybody is different, see? That's what makes the world go around. We all agree on things, whether you care or you don't care. At least there's conversation about it, and that's enlightening. And that's what we're all about here on Good Day. If I do say so myself, enlightenment, 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained. Many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog, regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether they're teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a chihuahua, it's a schnauzer, it's a poodle, Warren. It doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today.
It's a great addition to any plan that you've got going on. If you need a little bit of additional help in reaching your weight loss goals, this Calitrin can be the answer. We've been doing this a long time. We're very good at it. You also get a team of support when you buy Calitrin, too, so you're not just taking a product and saying good luck, hope it works out for you. You get a personal Calitrin consultant. You can email them, call them, text them. They're going to be there for you along your weight loss journey. They've got lots of tips and guides that they can send you to help you reach your weight loss goals, and they truly care.
What sort of deals? There's always a deal.
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The USA News Update. Houthi militants in Yemen retaliate, and the U.S. says it has shot down a missile fired by the rebels at one of the nation's warships in the Red Sea. It's the first such attack since U.K. and U.S.-led airstrikes on the Iran-backed group began late last week. The U.S. and U.K. still working together to combat the Houthi fighters, who have been attacking international shipping in the region for months.
Is the risk of doing nothing greater than the risk of doing these strikes, which could, in theory at least, lead to some further escalation?
Former UK National Security Advisor and Ambassador to the UN, Mark Lyle Grant. The 7th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards are finished with the show Succession, taking the most nominations, winning 6, including for Outstanding Drama Series.
We want to thank HBO. This wasn't necessarily an easy show to commission right at the very beginning.
Jesse Armstrong accepted the award on behalf of the cast and crew. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
Yes, it is. Hooray! It's alive! One of the great things from the old days of Frankenstein. I used to confuse, when I was a child, Frankenstein with the stuff that the three wise men...
Frankenstein's monster?
No, I wasn't. Remember the things the three wise men brought to Jesus? The things
Oh, frankincense, gold, and myrrh?
Yeah, hooray. I thought frankincense and Frankenstein were pretty much the same thing.
Oh. So you're like, why did they bring Jesus a monster, Frankenstein?
Right, exactly.
Which a lot of people always call Frankenstein's monster Frankenstein, when that's actually Frankenstein's monster. Frankenstein is the man, is the human that created Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah. Right. Yep, that's it. All right, we have no Frankensteins here. We have Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at your service and on your side for highlights of the day, the Good Day program. At the end of the day today, will you think that your day has been about what you thought it was going to be about? Will it be about what you've accomplished? Will it be about what you, like, physically have done with your labors, that sort of thing? The accomplishments, what is there about your life that you've accomplished? What do you like? What do you wish you maybe hadn't done so much of? You know, what makes, and at this point, no matter how old you are, you can still make your life better. It's about what you get, but it's also about what you give back. And the reason I'm thinking about that is because, you know, I'm involved in this development, and we're tearing down or tearing apart the most magnificent house in this community, the largest house by far, big mansion, thousands and thousands of square feet. And we're taking things apart so they can be rebuilt and reimagined in a different way. But the house is filled with ornate, beautiful, I don't want to say trinkets, but the handles on the doors, you know, hundreds of dollars in craftsmanship's work. And I didn't want to throw them away. So I spent a couple hours on the phone yesterday trying to find people, companies, entities that would, instead of, this is sort of, and I don't mean, this is not me banging on my chest saying, aren't you wonderful, but I think it's a good lesson in what real conservatism is about and what also conservation is about, using the two words almost anecdotally in the same way. This is a house that it can't be conserved as it is. The shell will be saved, and we'll build something different inside of it. But the things that are in it, magnificent mirrors and chandeliers and just door, just all kinds of stuff that come from not necessarily a time gone by, but there has to be. You know, the guys that come in, they keep telling me, oh, we got to get this done, and it's going to save money and yada, yada. And I've said, I'm all about, this is, I want to save as much money as possible because it'd be nice to, you know, get as much out of it as I can. But I'm not willing to just throw this stuff away. And so there's a whole new world that I'm finding. And as I go through it, I'll just share it with you from time to time when there's a minute or two. But I've reached out to two different outfits to have them come in and look at the stuff. And we'll help you take the doors off. We don't want to just destroy everything. So let's see. You know, this is something that doesn't come up much. Although, when we talk about saving the earth, you know, the plastic stuff that's a concern legitimately, or the stuff that we're putting in the air from fossil fuels, that's a legitimate concern. It isn't, it's not death-defying, but it's a legitimate concern. And what kind of food we eat, that's a legitimate concern. All of these sorts of things that are on the consciousness of us, because, you know, most of us have a conscience. Well, there are other little examples of it that ought to be there. Think about it. In my community, and it happens a lot in Los Angeles as well, but here in Massachusetts, right, we think where you are now, we're finding the homes that were built right after World War II, almost 80 years ago, are in, if they were cheap homes, you know, we had homes around here in my hometown that were selling for $18,000-$19,000. They were homes built on a slab. They were cheaply built, but they were homes for people who were coming back from the war, people who were starting careers, young families, that sort of thing. And by the way, these houses today are selling for like $300,000.
I was willing to say, you can't even buy a car for $18,000 anymore.
No.
Let alone a house.
This is the late 40s and early 50s. So the houses are being torn down. And you can see wrecking balls and excavators, and they're just going to rip the houses apart. There was another house up the street that was here where I mean, this had been a tear down. And I just think, what are you doing with all this stuff? There's great lumber in there. Well, it's too expensive. And to a point, yeah,
the labor unions and what people are getting paid are, in fact, I'm not here to focus on the blame, but I'm thinking about all the damn waste we have, right? I mean, think about how we waste things, how you waste things. And this is, I'm not lecturing, I'm just saying to you, please be aware of what there is in your life that you can save. And so what will happen with the stuff I'm talking about? Excuse me, I don't know. I hope I can get somebody to take it so that we don't have to throw it away. That would be something I'd feel pretty good about. Let's see, what I don't feel good about today is what's going on in the Middle East. The war in Gaza is testing Israel's economy now. People are beginning to get aware of the toll that Hamas, Hezbollah, taking, although they're out of money. The real problem here is Iran. Iran is the most serious problem, I think, more serious than China, more serious than Russia. Russia is a dud. There's nothing. Russia is, unless somebody's stupid enough to do something stupid, there's just, but in China, they measure things, right? They're measured in their response. The Iranians, or at least the Ayatollah and his crowd, are loco. They're nuts. And they're so full of hate. My God, when you look at some of the expressions and you see what's going on, this whole thing is all about hate. How can you win anything if you have so much hate in you?
Extremism.
Oh, my God. There were a couple of reports of explosions near the U.S. consulate in Iraq. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard took responsibility for the attack, saying it was, quote, targeting the headquarters of spies and anti-Iranian terrorists. The Iranians are the terrorists here. Nobody else. They're the terrorists. There were some people, I think three or four people were killed in some bombings yesterday. And it didn't involve any Americans or any of the coalition forces that are there to sort of make sure that what's going on in Israel is measured or appropriate or whatever it is. But there were eight different locations that were targeted yesterday in that area. So, you know, and but the carryaway here is just how hate-filled these people are. Now, do we have examples of that here? Is it just there? Is it here? Is it everywhere? And if it is, why is it? I know that there are some people in America who, Democrats who hate Republicans, Republicans who hate Democrats, various religions who hate people of other religions, various groups that you can find here, there, and everywhere, sexual, LGBTQ folks and other straight people, they just hate
sexism,
them.
Sexism, racism.
Why? Why? What's in it for you? How is it? Does it make you feel better because you want to put somebody else down that you don't even know or who doesn't affect you one way or the other? I don't get that. You know, I'm not over the top with the stuff, you know, about sex and all that. I believe sex education, health education should be taught in junior high school and beyond. I do not believe that all of this stuff where there's a focus on changing one's sexuality at 12 or 13 is appropriate. It just doesn't seem right. It doesn't feel good to me. But I also think some of the heavy-handed moves done by some of the Republicans, some of the red states, is also not in everybody's best interest because it's not thought through. You got to, like I said a few minutes ago, it's what you do with, you know, what do you have today to show for at the end of the day? What are you going to do today that makes life better for you and other people? Now, I suppose you could say, well, I don't want my children around guys like that. So, you know, I suppose there's a to-do there, but I don't know. There's no place for hate, any place, but there is a lot of it. Fake 911 call to the White House, fire emergency. The president and his family were at Camp David still. Fire engines and other emergency vehicles responding about this time yesterday morning, as a matter of fact. The report was the White House was ablaze. and there was somebody trapped inside. Well, of course, yeah. It was fake. It was fake. More fake. Fake. So who gets a kick out of that? Right? Why would you do something?
And they have
like
to
that?
Take every threat, like, you know, any call like that seriously.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
What if one of these times there is a situation?
Yeah.
But it does seem like there's been a lot of these kind of things, of the fake calls of a fire or a bomb threat. You have different representatives who are, the new thing is swatting, where they call and they say that there's something, some big situation happening where you don't need just police to go. You need, like, SWAT to show up and everything. And then there's nothing. It's just taking away from them doing their job elsewhere.
Yep. All right, speaking of the White House, there was a warning yesterday to the governor of Texas. And I wonder how seriously, James, this is being taken by folks here down in Texas. The Border Patrol taking down fences, putting up fences. What are we going to do? The White House wants to take down the fence. The people in Texas, the governor wants to put up more fences. They're cutting them. Then there is the Border Patrol access to the border itself. The concerns are pretty consistent and persistent here. The imminent danger of having people, I think three people drowned in the river yesterday, right? Did you hear that? Crossing, there were a couple of people.
And so
that was one of the headlines, you know. Okay, we're, and the headlines in certain news media are meant to make us feel guilty. I don't feel guilty. I'm sorry, but I don't feel guilty at all that they tried to get to America by swimming across the Rio Grande. No, it's sad. It's too bad. It's a waste of lives. But you don't. It's not. No, no. You shouldn't be doing. You shouldn't be trying to get in here in a way that is not legal. That's all. Are there rules, regulations? Yeah. And I'm sorry these people are dead, but they shouldn't have done what they did. Is that too easy to say? I'm not trying to sound cavalier, but kind of that's the way it is. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Food, farm, family time. Foodfarmfamily.com is where you get your daily update. What's going on here? Yesterday's food farm update you can hear at foodfarmfamily.com and read about the Communist Party billionaire who has purchased hundreds of thousands of acres of land. Man, did I get off on a toot on that. But it's not, you know, I mean, it's something we should be concerned about. All right, so let's focus on today, Tuesday the 16th. It's National, I don't know if I pronounce it, quinoa. That's how you pronounce it,
quinoa.
Right?
Quinoa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, quinoa.
All right, so we set the day aside to celebrate the, well, it's delicious if you treat it. By itself, it tastes like paper to me. You got to put it in with some kind of gravy or flavoring or something that will give it some taste. But it is good for you. It's growing in popularity, certainly. Cultivated however it has been. I'm talking now like my friend Yoda. Cultivating as it has been for thousands of years in the Andes Mountains. This is a seed that can be eaten. It's kind of a grain in the manner of speaking. But it's also, it almost feels like a little bit of pasta, too, doesn't it? Doesn't it have that sort of feel to it?
I would equate it more to rice, to like little rice pellet thingies. But sometimes people can't really handle rice, or they're trying to stay away from all of that. So quinoa is a good alternative, and it's just it's so delicious.
It's not starchy, though, like potatoes and rice, is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah, right. Very resilient plant. It can survive in droughts and winds and frost because it, you know, it comes from the Andes mountain region, and therefore it's adapted to what life is like there. That's where most of the stuff is grown, and then it's exported today around the world. I find that it's an interesting, one of those things that just kind of popped up one day, it was here, right? It feels like that, even though it's been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, been cultivated in the Andes Mountains for a long time, but didn't really start getting exported to our country until the 1980s. And so it's good, though. It's a good way to feed people, inexpensive and healthy. So enjoy some quinoa in your salad or something like that today. Here's something you shouldn't enjoy. Recall Quaker Oats, Cap'n Crunch cereals, Gatorade bars. Good God. Salmonella everywhere, it would seem, in their companies. This is Pepsi-Cola that owns, we talked about this last week, different sort of thing that was being recalled.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they've had to expand the recall to other items, other products, because the salmonella risk is just astounding.
Well, it's bad management. This company has gotten too big, right? They can't manage it. Pepsi-Cola has too many different divisions. They should be selling them off. Who am I? But, I mean, if you get this kind of bad publicity, can you weather it? Yeah, there's so much money there, they can weather the storm. But still, I enjoy Quaker Chewy Bars, frankly. I get them. They're the granola ones that are good. And now I don't want to buy them. I look at this and I think, so am I being fair to the audience? Am I being fair to everybody to say, you know, until they get their act straightened out, stay away from Quaker products? That's what I'm going to do. As I said, I like their cereal bars, but meh. The other stuff is too sweet anyway. Cap'n Crunch and all that stuff is not good. But their oatmeal has always been good, right? And they have an oatmeal peanut butter bar thing with chocolate.
So that's the Gatorade protein bar, peanut butter chocolate one. Uh-huh.
Yep. All right, so anyway.
The granola, the honey and almond cereal.
All bad for you.
It's a mass recall.
All bad. Stay away from Quaker products, period. End of story. Also, Rizzo Lopez Foods recalling some Mexican cheese because of a health risk. This is a company in Modesto, California. Aged Mexican grating cheese is the focus because it has potential to be contaminated with Listeria. Okay, that'll make you sick as a dog. And do you think I should more often, or do I do it enough to explain the difference between Listeria, which is the worst, Salmonella, which is in the middle, E. coli, all of them? Do I do that
enough? No, I think it's good to refresh, because I always forget which. They're all bad. You don't want any of them, but I always forget which, what the chain
is. Listeria is the hardest one to deal with, hardest one to get rid of. It's pervasive. It's in your sink. It's in your dishwasher. It's just everywhere. Drains. Salmonella you can get rid of with bleach. E. coli, you can scrub a dub and get rid of that. But this stuff, all these things that we're talking about, both have Salmonella or Listeria attached to them today. All right, so there it is. A little warning to help you out as you're doing your shopping today. Tuesday of a shopping day. There's the story from the Good Day program. It's 59 after the hour.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.